I had missed this voice, the voice of Now Recording by Craig.
Have you?
Our benevolent, robotic, ominous, proto-AI-esque thing that will soon take over the world.
More advanced than ChatGPT and I don't know.
Brad, is it called Google's one? I think it's called Brad. And X.AI, new Elon Musk's thing. All of that combined is not going to be, it's not going to be a match for Mighty Craig, the voice recorder over on Discord.
Fuck. Yes, it's another shitty podcast.
Yes, so with that amazing intro, I am Ali.
And I am Amir Reza, in case you have forgotten us, and I wouldn't blame you. We've been away for, how long has it been? I think more than a year. But we have a good, kind of, well, I don't know, I think we do have a good reason for it.
Not more than a year. By the way, not more than a year. It's been like 7 months, but it feels more than a year because...
Yeah, it does feel like that. Well... Yeah. Trying to explain what exactly transpired in Iran in the past few months is not easy. And us trying to stick to a very rigorously politics-free kind of podcast, I don't think we're going to delve into the details. But yeah, I would like to say that...
Not just politics-free. We try to be comedic and lighthearted. And I'm not sure if you can do that.
Yeah, you can do with the events that took place. But let's suffice it to say that there were a lot of protests. They got bloody pretty soon. They escalated into extreme violence, of course, on the part of the government or the regime, as one would like to call it, that one being me. So the autocratic, theocratic, ruthless rapists and murderers that are currently in charge of our country, and Islamofascistic motherfuckers that are currently our powers that be.
They really did a number on both our side. We didn't go on because it felt inappropriate, considering what was happening at the time. Because again, we do tend to keep
Focus at first. The internet connection kind of was almost cut off, not entirely cut off like in 2019, but like it was almost entirely cut off. And it's been a cat and mouse bat like a fight ever since. Like they implement new methods of blocking and filtering the internet. And then the these IT specialists come up with new ways, most of which are imported from China, actually, because China boasts the most sophisticated and the worst, blocked internet called the Great Firewall of China, GFC. And they have produced new protocols. Like VLS, V2 Ray, Shadow Socks, blah blah blah, and we've been utilizing them.
At the beginning, like a few VPNs completely were cut off, and the ones we were using, like I remember many of us were using, was GEF, which was.
Yeah, we were using GEF, ExpressVPN, all of those were kind of, thrown down the mountain. Now, basically, the only reliable choice are the, a bit obnoxious and, idiosyncratic protocols that are, developed by individuals on their goodwill. And if it wasn't for that, we would be basically cut off entirely from the pre-internet, let's say.
Yeah, that's exactly true. We couldn't even record on Discord, to be honest, because Discord is restricted.
It's not, and the funny thing is that it's not restricted on every ISP. So I am currently not using a VPN, but like then, like on a different ISP or even a next day, it could be filtered even on the current ISP that I have. So it's like
a huge level of uncertainty.
Prone to change. Yeah, it's prone to change on an hourly basis. Like I remember sometimes that I was using a VPN, had to turn it off. Like after an hour, it wasn't working anymore. Like in that 1 hour, they had implemented new blocking mechanisms. So,
sometimes it feels incredibly superstitious. Like you feel like if I disconnect from the VPN, I may not be able to connect literally after. Like I need to do a
It's not superstitious. It's like factual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
It has happened a lot of times to me. Many times.
Yeah. Yeah, it's incredibly frustrating. So with that, all of that we said in mind, just remember that was one of the reasons we weren't doing.
The premier reason, the most important one, go on and tell the audience.
Well, yeah. Then there were like, as I said, taste reasons. It wasn't in good taste for us to keep doing a very comedic show in the middle of everything.
Even well, right to be now, honest, it's not even taste. Like it's just that we were so fucking depressed and worried. Like we didn't have a normal functioning of our brain to be able to just, you know, get in a safe spot and start recording about video games and TV shows while people were being murdered in the streets.
While our friends were literally on death row.
Yeah. Yeah. Like one of the guests, the one that's for Over the Garden Wall, was detained. No news about him for how long was it that we were like worried sick about the guy? 10 days. We didn't know where the fuck he is, and he's just like a young adult that hasn't done anything.
Younger than
detained for just and for just protesting this draconian. Medieval hijab laws, protesting.
Yeah, like he wasn't. Yeah. They literally took him
burning
from
down
university.
Yeah. Police units or shit. He was just like literally just chanting at worst.
We decided to not make his political, but we couldn't because, as you probably can guess, we can't. It's impossible.
Get away with all the politics in this minisode. And like it's 10 minutes of heavily politics laden bullshit, not bullshit, I don't know, rant and screed, so that we can go on with the rest of the episodes.
Two people who haven't heard from for a long time, we are alive, thankfully. Again, it is important to say it is thankfully because there is enough chance that me or Amir Reza, we might not be alive tomorrow. You could be killed for unpacking your fucking home.
I have actively kind of stayed away from, you know, I just didn't have the tenacity or like audacity. I don't know what to call it, like the gumption.
I understand.
To do that. Mm.
Yeah, like we weren't even mentally able to do it. We weren't technically able to do it. We weren't politically able to do it. We weren't in any way able to do it. And right now, like all of the things we said are applicable right now, but we can't do it, and we kind of need to do it.
But no, let's just get back to the podcast. We're back.
Yeah. Yeah. First
of
all,
let's talk about what happens with season three.
Yeah. For those of you who have been listening to season three, first of all, thank you very much. You are literally one of the reasons we are coming back to this. Like during the hiatus, we passed a certain number of listeners. Amir knows this better than I do because he has the better stats.
Yeah, I have the app installed, and also Anchor was like completely devoured by Spotify, so like there's no Anchor anymore. It's like the podcasters app, which looks exactly like Spotify, but it's like purple instead of green, and it's called Spotify for podcasters. So you have to check that out to see the numbers. And so far, we've had 1,181 plays, So that's for us, that's like huge. That's a big milestone. And
yeah. And we passed that while in the hiatus, so we kind of
We couldn't listening to say us. That thank you for 1,000 plays when people were being murdered in the streets. You know, that was kind of tasteless and out of pocket, to be perfectly honest.
Yeah, I get that. But
season 3 was supposed to have 13 episodes, right?
Yep. 13 episodes.
And we delivered... Yeah.
Six.
And we delivered 6. So what happens with the rest of the episodes is that some of them just didn't make the cut, and are not gonna be like returning. Especially there were some TV shows that Ellie had watched, and I was like even back then on the fence about watching. So we've kind of just thrown them under the bus. But the rest of them are going to be transferred into the 4th season, which is going to kickstart on the first Friday of January, January 2nd. I did make a mistake before recording. I said January 2nd instead of 2nd.
Dude, June.
Oh, no, not January. Sorry. June. Yeah. Oh, God damn. June. June.
June.
So, yeah, June.
On the first Friday of June. And listen to the 4th season. Probably we will do like a trailer as we usually do.
Yeah, a week before that. Then, yeah.
But in the meantime,
you are going to be able to listen to an episode and Ellie go on and tell their lovely audience what we have prepared for them.
For those of you who don't know, we plan these seasons in advance. We look for guests that we can talk to. But sometimes when we have a certain guest, we decide, let's change the plan. And that's what happened. We had an episode called... what?
I don't remember. But it was supposed to be about something else. I think it was supposed to be about the Breakfast Club, if I'm not mistaken.
No.
Or Freaks and Geeks, I don't remember.
Freaks and Geeks, and then with Fraud, we recorded another episode the next day called Music in Video Games. It was supposed to come out...
And that wasn't planned. It was kind of ad-libbed in the moment.
And, it was supposed to come out in the schedule, in the regular schedule, but then as we've been talking for the last 10 minutes or so, a lot of stuff happened, and that didn't come out. But we do have the raw audio file... And so you will have a bonus episode, call it the ending of the 3rd season, which much less season of this show has an abrupt ending. When we ended the 1st season, we weren't planning on ending it on Seth MacFarlane. We kind of did. And
yeah. But this time we have a good excuse. That time it was just mismanagement and us being, I don't know, not diligent enough. But this time we kind of couldn't do anything else.
Exactly. But hopefully we will have a better 4th season. And there is a chance, I'm just going to say it, this mini episode will probably be published. We at the moment, we do have access to internet. So there is a chance this might
be published. There is a chance that 4th season might get disrupted. Even this might get disrupted. Nothing is certain for us. We're sorry. We will do our best, but if anything remotely is as fucked up as what happened in the past few months happens again, and we lose our connection to the internet, or violence just gets even higher, or at the same level that it was, we're just not going to be feeling like it. But this time, at least, we will try to inform you on an Instagram or something, if we had access to the internet. So... just bear in mind that we have it planned out. We have it all organized. We have a Trello board. We've had it since season 2. And we have a lot of plans for guests, new guests, old returning ones. We have chosen most of the topics that we're going to talk about, the number of the episodes. But then again, all of that is susceptible to the whim of the dictator. So,
Yep. We have a lot of fun living in Iran. Anyway.
Yeah. You should try it once. Yeah. It's kind of like an amusement park.
So
where the reward is death.
Yep. When you're listening to this in a week, check out the bonus episodes. It's music and video games. And then we will
see. And it was recorded before the event, so it's like 8 months old or something. We are far merrier and happier in that.
Yeah, exactly.
By comparison. Yeah.
Yeah. But in any case, do listen to that. And if we can, if we're able to, if we're alive, if there's an internet connection, if there is a stable internet connection.
Like, instead of the usual one, if you don't die and feel like it, and if you feel like it, but then we're going to have an addendum. If we're alive, we feel like it, the internet connection retains intact, remains intact, actually.
Yep.
And all of that, you will hear about us and from us and hear us.
Yep. And I know it, for those of you who are in Iran, I know it feels very weird, but to be honest, one of the things is to remember is that this is a war of attrition, and you do need to remember that there is a life outside of everything that's going to happen. And this is the last resemblance of that. This is like every 3 weeks you can have a half of laughter and reinvigorate yourself. I know I just massively overhyped our importance, but that's what I do.
yeah, it's fine. But with that, I'm out. See you guys later.
We want to thank you for listening to a shitty podcast. Yeah, it's another shitty podcast. We are deeply happy inside, and you don't have anything better to do. Don't waste your time here with us. Yet another shitty podcast. Another shitty podcast.